Time now to hear from our listeners. We begin with a correction. Last Saturday was the beginning of the Chinese New Year. We reported that this year marked the end of a 12-year ban on fireworks in China. We should have been more precise. The 12-year ban was lifted for Beijing. Listener Michael Donato attended the New Year festivities in Shanghai in recent years and wrote in to say that the city sounded like a battle zone for days leading up to the New Year, and on the actual night of, the sound in parts of the city was deafening. My conversation with New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen generated a lot of mail. We discussed whether it was appropriate for an able-bodied individual to use a toilet reserved for families and the disabled to avoid long lines at the stalls. Listener Joan Middendorf wrote, "I know you were being humorous with your discussion of the use of the family bathroom at public restrooms as urgent, but shouldn't the ethicist be addressing much more ethically urgent issues?" And finally, Linda Hurst emailed us after hearing our coverage of the recent mining disasters in West Virginia. She wondered why accidents in other dangerous professions, truck driving, logging, and the fishing industry, for example, don't receive as much media attention. We'd like to know what you think about our program, so send us an email. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered. Please tell us where you live, include a phone number, and how to pronounce your name.